I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Hurricane refugees are flooding nearby host states. Many surviving families have children in tow who need to get back into school and into some kind of regular routine. Buckner Orphan Care's Tiffany Taylor says they're housing many families on their campuses in Texas, but they need volunteers and funds. And they also desperately need prayer support.
We just really see this as a spiritual battle, and that we must, as Christians, be on the forefront of helping these families and doing it with the love of Christ.
And while the world's been focused on Hurricane Katherine, Beslan, Russia was remembering a terrorist attack on school number one that left 360 dead a year ago. MNN's Greg Yoder's there.
It's an eerie silence as we walk into the entrance of this Beslan school massacre, and you look at the glass that's blown out of many of the school buildings here.
This place is just filled with that sorrow and devastation. And when you see those crying mothers that are just sobbing, you know, you see that still have no hope.
That's Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba. Knowing that many of the 360 died without Christ is why they're reaching the young generation for Christ.
This youth center, as you see, it's just, been built. And it, I know, will be filled with young people in Beslan, with children. They will learn about how to use a computer, how to learn other things. But the most important, they will learn about Jesus.
Reporting at school number one in Beslan, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from international aid, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.